Hi, everyone. I hope you're having a blessed day today. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the parents and living with a diagnosis. If your child has been diagnosed or you even suspect, it doesn't have to be through a testing or anything, that they may be on the spectrum. We're going to talk about what it means for you. How are you going to take care of you? Especially women, they tend to want to, you know, take care of everybody in the house, which is good. It's not a bad thing. You know, we're mothers and grandmothers and things like that, aunts and uncles. And we need to take care of our loved ones. But we also need to take care of ourselves. All right. So there are going to be many challenges that are going to come up, but you are strong. Build on your strengths, number one. Build on what you know to help your child. Everyone has special strengths, and you're not no exception. Consider how your skills and talents can help establish a supportive household for your child. Maybe you're good at visually thinking or designing, or maybe you're good for focusing for long periods of time, or are good at good problem solving. Use those strengths to create out-of-the-box thinking to overcome challenges around the house. Especially with our children that are on the spectrum, we need to be able to think outside the box, connect with other people, and make sure you have time for you. And I know we get busy, you have maybe other children, or a husband or a wife at home, and you need to be able to. You're trying to do all of it. You're juggling all day long. You know, go in here, go in there. Is this good? Where's supper? Who's going to eat? Who's home? All those things come up. And then you have an autistic child that is somewhere on the spectrum that needs a lot of extra help from you. And so you have to take care of you first, or you're not going to be able to do with anybody else. And it's important. So how do we do that? You got to build in every day something that is for you, even if it's 10, 15 minutes here and there. If you read the Bible, take that time in the morning, take 10, 15 minutes in the morning, just sit and meditate. Think about you. Just relax. You know how you teach your child to breathe in and breathe out, how to calm down? You need to do that too. Breathe in and breathe out. Take that time for you. Maybe it's going for a walk in the evening. Have somebody else handle the situation for a few minutes. Just take a nice stroll outside. Would be very rewarding and helpful. Be patient with yourself and your child. Be willing to accept that you have plenty of time to grow and learn. They don't have to be perfect. And you don't have to be perfect. Just relax and accept who they are. I had a parent once say that once they relaxed and just accept their child for who or she is, that child was happier. That child was able to relax himself. Because like I said before, they pick up on ours. Stress, our frustrations. If we're not patient, they're not going to be patient. They're going to get frustrated because they don't understand and they don't always have the words to explain it. So we have to give them time to learn and grow, just like you're learning too. It's not just their learning, but you're learning how to deal with them. So you got to give yourself some time to learn and grow along with your child. There are many places, agencies, Facebook, that have parent groups and that where you can bounce off different things maybe your child did or funny things they said or just what's next in their lives. Acknowledge their growth and acknowledge and give them praises and praise yourself too. You know, we want to praise our children as they accomplish things, but we need to take some praises too. And, you know, you are a strong person and you're going to make it through this. It's difficult. I know there's a lot of situations where you think, oh, what do I did wrong? You know, what am I going to do? I just don't have all the answers. Nobody expects you to have all the answers. And none of us do. I don't care how long you've been in this field. We don't all have the answers. There's not one size that fit all. Every time I come across a child that has autism, they are totally different. Each one is different. And each one is special in their way. And they learn differently. And my job when I tutor kids, which I do, I have a few of them right now. I'm like on my fourth time retirement. I just didn't want to get out of the field. I was one of those teachers that loved teaching. I loved being in the classroom. But it was time, and so it was time to move on. But I still wanted to be involved with kids, so I started tutoring. And I've learned a lot from the kids. And each one is different, and each one has their little quirks, and just like we do. It's just that they learn differently, and they think differently than what we do. But it's okay. The one thing that I really, really love about autistic children or children on the spectrum is their love is so pure. They're so, they don't judge you on the way you look or anything. They just judge you on who you are. If you're kind to them, they'll be kind to you too. And I know we have children that have behavior issues and they're not so kind, but remember, there's always a reason why they are acting out. So we have to find out, what is that reason? Why are they doing it? Their behavior has a reason why. They're just not doing it. They're doing it for a reason. Is it sensory? Are they on overload? Do they need to just have a break? Are they not feeling well and not knowing how to tell you? There's so many things out there. But anyway, back to what I was saying, please take care of you. Go out to dinner once in a while, maybe even by yourself, you know, just to get away, or go for a drive. Don't turn on the radio. Just listen to the rubber hitting the road and just drift off, not drift off too far if you're driving, but you know what I mean? Just get away for a little bit. Take a back seat to life a little bit to give yourself that extra time. Maybe it's just go sit in the park and sit at a picnic table for just 10 to 15 minutes here and there. But remember, you are strong. You can do this. And I know life throws us some punches and we're not always ready for them, but we can. We can make this journey be good and exciting and rewarding working with our kids. Find out what your strengths are. How can you help them? And connect with other people and to help you find out what your strengths are. Sometimes we don't see it ourselves and we have to kind of look around a little bit and figure out, you know, what are my strengths? How can I deal with this situation? Okay, that's all for right now. I'm going to do another one pretty soon. I hope you're enjoying my podcast. Like I said, I'm new to this, so I know there's a big bumps in the road and stuff. I wanted to end with a little story, and I said this in the other one, so I'm going to do it again just in case nobody has. There was a little girl, and she asked me, we were at lunch, and she asked me, she was my student, and she said, where does your mommy live? And I said, my mommy lives in heaven. And she said, well, you didn't want to go? And I said, no, I'm not going to go right now. I just love that story. But I have other ones that I'm going to share with you. And I hope you're having a blessed and good day. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you next time.